I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Once again, it looks as though the airlines are entering into another fare war. Though, how can an industry that seems almost always on the brink of bankruptcy afford that? Time now for our regular segment on business and finance with our friends at Marketplace. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what's the latest on the fare war?
Well, Alex, a late summer fare war is pretty traditional. It's kind of the last gasp to generate some traffic before the kids go back to school. And a passenger paying a cheap fare is always better than no passenger. Almost everybody is going on sale at this point. American, Northwest, JetBlue, even bankrupt United. And American West announced earlier this week that it's dropping coast-to-coast fares indefinitely and adding routes from Boston and New York to L.A. and San Francisco.
Anyone going to follow that lead?
Not yet. And the experts tell me it'll be interesting to see how American and United kind of respond to that new threat. Richard Gritta is a professor of finance and transportation at the University of Portland, and he says the success of a fare war always depends on what the competition does.
If you start a fare war and nobody follows you, then you start wondering whether you're sane or not. If everybody follows you, and in addition, the bigger carriers start putting on more flight frequencies in that route, then it boomerangs on you. And that's what could happen to America West.
And what America West is doing here is basically trying to move toward the Southwest JetBlue way of business.
If everyone's thinking Southwest and JetBlue are the models, why not just drop the hub and spoke system that's really dominated everyone else's thinking for the last 30, 40 years?
Well, as you know, Southwest and JetBlue and their ilk are what's called point-to-point carriers. They just kind of hop from city to city without having to go through the hub. But the hub-and-spoke system is a big revenue generator if a lot of people are flying and the economy is good, which, of course, it was in the 90s. But it is inefficient. And point-to-point is really the most efficient, and that's why Southwest and JetBlue are doing and have done so well.
Okay, Tess, here's the question. Why can't the airline industry just figure all this out once and for all?
It's an excellent question, but even the experts are all over the map on why that is. Gritta points out that the airlines had really tidy profits in the late 90s, and so they went out and bought new planes and gave benefits and better pay to their employees. He says instead of that, they should have been paying down debt and getting lean. Beyond that, you'll have to ask the airline CEOs themselves. And Alex, have you ever had a four-week vacation?
I've earned it, but never been able to take it.
Well, here in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're working on exactly what would happen if we all got 4 weeks off like they do in so many other countries.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.